Cieza de León once came upon three different highways running between the same two towns, each built by a different Inca. Consolidation was completed in about 1520. Huayna Capac then marched to Ecuador at the head of an army, intending to expand the empire to the north. It was a journey of return. He had been born in southern Ecuador during one of his father's campaigns. He himself brought with him one of his teenage sons, Atahualpa. When Huayna Capac came to his birthplace, the city now called Cuenca, Cobo reported, he commanded that a magnificent palace be constructed for himself. Huayna Capac liked his new quarters so much that he stayed on, while Atahualpa and his generals went out to subjugate a few more provinces. They did not meet with success. The peoples of the wet equatorial forests did not belong to the Andean culture system and were not interested in joining. They fought ferociously. Caught by an ambush, Atahualpa was forced to retreat. Enraged by this failure, Cobo wrote, Huayna Capac prepared himself as quickly as possible to go in person and avenge this disgrace. He left his pleasure palace and publicly berated Atahualpa at the front. In a renewed offensive, the army advanced under the Inca's personal command. Bearing clubs, spears, bows, lances, slings, and copper axes, brilliant in cloaks of feathers and silver breastplates, their faces painted in terrifying designs, the Inca army plunged into the forests of the northern coast. They sang and shouted in unison as they fought. The battle seesawed until a sudden counterattack knocked Huayna Capac out of his litter, a humiliation. Nearly captured by his foes, he was forced to walk like a plebe back to his new palace. The Inca army regrouped and returned. After prolonged struggle, it subjugated its foes. Finding the warm Ecuadorian climate more to his liking than that of chilly Cuzco, Huayna Capac delayed his triumphal return for 6 years. Wearing soft, loose clothing of vampire bat wool, he swanned around his palaces with a bowl of palm wine, or chicha, a sweet, muddy, beer-like drink usually made from crushed maize. When his captains and chief Indians asked him how, though drinking so much, he never got intoxicated, Pedro Pizarro was told, they say that he replied that he drank for the poor, of whom he supported many. In 1525, Huayna Capac suddenly got sick and expired in his Ecuadorian retreat. Once again, the succession was contested and bloody. Details are murky, but on his deathbed the Inca seems to have passed over Atahualpa, who had not distinguished himself, and designated as his heir a son named Ninancuyuchi. Unluckily, Ninancuyuchi died of the same illness right before Huayna Capac. The Inca's next pick was a 19-year-old son who had stayed behind in Cuzco. As was customary, high priests subjected this choice to a divination. They learned that this son would be dreadfully unlucky. The priest who reported this unhappy result to Huayna Capac found him dead. In consequence, the court nobles were left to choose the emperor. They settled on the teenager who had been the Inca's final choice. The teenager's principal qualification for the post was that his mother was Huayna Capac's sister. Nonetheless, he had no doubts about crowning himself immediately. He didn't even wait to find out if Huayna Capac had left any instructions or last wishes. The new Inca took the name Huascar Inca, Golden Chain Inca. Atahualpa remained in Ecuador, ostensibly because he was unable to show his face after being berated by his father, but presumably also because he knew that the life expectancy of royal brothers tended to be short.